Okay, let's just state a fact here. The Cleveland Browns are one of the worst teams in the National Football League. They have not been able to put together more than 5 wins in a season for the past 5 years. In that time, they have had 4 different head coaches. Last year, they had 3 different starting quarterbacks. This year, they have their hopes pinned on a rookie who goes by the nickname Johnny Football. His real name is Johnny Manziel, and at the moment, he's making headlines more for his antics off the field than his prowess on the field. To hear more about the risky business of Johnny Football, we're joined by John Arand. He's media reporter at the Sports Business Journal. John, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So tell me what kind of investment the Cleveland Browns have made here in Johnny Manziel.
Well, they made a standard 4-year $8.25 million deal to sign Johnny Manziel.
So it's a contract for a starting quarterback, a rookie who you would expect to, if he had a really good college career and he's being drafted pretty high up.
Yeah, exactly. Right now in the NFL, they have slots within where you're drafted. So you basically know when you get drafted how much you're going to make.
So it's his rookie season. So, you know, we don't have a ton of data points yet from professional football, but he's certainly a personality. Explain to me exactly what and who the Browns are getting for all this cash.
Well, David, they're getting a great college football player. He won the Heisman Trophy in 2012, and he set tons of records for passing and for running while playing in the SEC, which is arguably the best college conference in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, they're getting somebody who gained a reputation at Texas A&M as a partier. He's somebody who, you know, got kicked out of parties. He got arrested. He allegedly got paid for signing autographs. So they're getting a great football player who is an off-field distraction.
And there was a preseason game the other night against the Washington Redskins where he was caught right on television on ESPN giving his middle finger to the Washington Redskins bench. I mean, what a start.
He's also been photographed partying everywhere from Las Vegas to bartending at a nightclub in Austin, Texas. So he has an off-field prowess that is certainly as big as his on-field.
So doesn't that make him a risk from a business sense for an organization like the Cleveland Browns to invest in?
Well, no. He is the antithesis of a risk for the Browns. In the 24 hours after the Browns drafted Johnny Manziel, they sold 2,300 season tickets. They sold out of their home opener in minutes. They're getting record crowds at their training camp. Even if you look at the television ratings for these boring preseason games that don't mean anything, ESPN just posted on Monday their second highest preseason rating ever, and they've been around for more than 30 years.
So you're saying it's the opposite of a risk. I mean, is it just that a team that has just not done well for a long time needs to do something sort of to shake things up and to get someone who has kind of an off-color reputation on the team?
Well, it's kind of like the Tim Tebow effect to me.
He was the former Florida quarterback who played for the Denver Broncos, New York Jets, famous for sometimes praying on the field, and now he's out of the league totally.
If you play on an NFL team, people want you to play inside the lines. They don't like anybody that's a swashbuckler, that does anything that could potentially be a distraction. They don't want the backup quarterback to get more press than anybody else on the team, and that's what happens when Tebow goes to different teams. That's the fear with Johnny Football. If Johnny Football doesn't win, and if Johnny Football becomes a backup quarterback, then they're worried that his popularity will become a distraction.
Okay, so I think I'm understanding this now. A short-term good investment for the Cleveland Browns because they've sold more tickets, they're getting more television audience, but he's going to have to actually perform on the field if this is a good long-term investment.
It's a pretty acceptable risk. They didn't draft him with too high of a draft pick. If he does really well, great. If he doesn't do really well, he'll be out of the league. Ultimately, if you take a look at the successful quarterbacks in the NFL, the one thing they do is they win. The other thing they do is if you look at Peyton Manning, you look at Tom Brady, they're almost like corporate CEOs. So they're not doing what Johnny Football did. Of course, Johnny Football is a 21-year-old kid that now all of a sudden has, you know, $2.1 million per year in his pocket. So a lot of that is a maturity that people are hoping to see.
All right. We've been speaking to John Arand. He's media reporter for the Sports Business Journal, talking to him about Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, the new rookie quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.